Oh, you can tell who the people with the electricity are. They're the ones who bounced into work this morning with cheery good mornings all around. The rest of us cringe behind our desk partitions, plotting their unpleasant deaths, poring over blueprints of their houses so as to cut their power source later tonight. No meanness intended, but why should they be in any greater comfort than us? Those power crews are out there, by God, they've told us so. Then why can't we find them? Hope left long ago. I mean, what substitute crew from Long Island or Canada could give 2 watts for how fast Bill Flynn gets his power back on? And still, we admire these workers as if they're gods, our saviors, as we part for their passage. Look, there goes another truck, I encourage my daughter. Maybe they're going to our house next, hoping against hope on the way home that the miracle has occurred. Mr. Gas and Electric himself has pushed the Flynn's paperwork through, and the house on the hill towers in light over the other homes below. Alas, it's just a dream. We stumble into the house. It seems colder inside. Soon the drone of the scattered generators start up around the neighborhood. How dare they grind it in? Surely they wait until nightfall, so it'll be harder for us to find them. For I know I could lead other chilled neighbors into action. If they didn't invite us in, we'd steal that generator and help ourselves to their milk and lunch meats, laughing hysterically, tossing the generator into the air as we march back. In my horror, I recall the Twilight Zone episode where the people tried to break down the door of the only bomb shelter around. I had laughed then of their humanness, but now I strain hard down the street to see the wave of lights that surely must be climbing my way. I try to tell myself it actually could be worse. Oh, we'll be laughing about it this summer when we're all praying for air conditioning. Now, that seems very far away.